Welcome everybody back to the Preacher Parker Show. Been a long time waiting, and right now with some special guests from Viva La Revolution, I have my co-partner over here, Buttercup, as well as Reverend Run.
Let me hear it.
I call it Freestyle Friday because you never know what you're going to hear, what's going to happen, and what are we going to say. But let's start it off. How you guys been doing?
High off my ass.
Yeah.
I'm filing a trademark patent infringement because I own the current rights to Freestyle Friday.
So we're gonna have to come up with a new name
for that.
Oh no, he did
not. Why not this be your introduction to your new company?
There you go. Yes.
Your new name.
Represent. Show what it's all about. Let me.
There's a time and a place for all things.
Man down.
You can now call me Count Vagina.
You need some Jesus in you, son.
Yes. Man, wow, there's a lot going on right now. I hear a lot of things going on with the whole tobacco situation. You know, the under 21.
Oh, yeah. We literally just came back from the store to get some refreshments.
Yes. We got
in a conversation with two people at the store. Beautiful conversation. Really pretty cool.
But
being 21 to buy tobacco.
It just made me feel great to know there's more people that care by all cultures and all sexes that are concerned about that new ruling. And I always say, it's going to happen. More money being made for the tobacco company. Just keep
or from private people, to be honest.
Yeah.
A bootlegging kind of company with tobacco.
Or are they getting rid of the flavored e-cig stuff?
Oh, they get rid of those?
Trying to.
And that's just, it don't make sense to me.
It's because
they're trying to ban vaping, but then that's just going to have more people go back and smoke cigarettes.
Got a point there.
So it makes you wonder if Big Tobacco's behind.
No, or just kids ruined everything.
Or is Big Tobacco behind all this, paying for the research, paying for all this to go down?
No, so tobacco's making money either way. It doesn't matter how the ruling goes. They're going to still get paid. They're going to still get profit.
I know that anti-tobacco company that keeps targeting them on those commercials, they hate it. Oh, they probably like that. That's a win for them. They probably
the ones who doing the video. Behind closed doors.
Yeah, I know cigarettes and all that cause cancer and stuff. And I mean, I don't really smoke. I've smoked a few cigarettes my entire life.
Not much,
but I don't do it that often. But anyone should be able to, if they're old enough to go to war, die, then they should be able to smoke a cigarette.
But the only reason they're banning, trying to ban,
Trump
well, this is back
that.
To vaping. The reason they're trying to ban vaping is because they're saying it was killing people, but that was bogus THC cartridges that people
were contaminated.
They had a vitamin C derivative in them, and that's what was poisoning people. But they're trying to connect it to vaping in general when it's not. Vaping is a good tool for people to try to quit smoking. It's a good way to progress.
No, we all concerned about this day of cigarette smoking. We need to be concerned about the opioids that's out there killing them. That's a heavy drug that's hurting a lot of people right now. You don't see a big fight up against that right now, dude. That's my problem.
It's been on the TV a few times, Trump saying he lowered it and all that. You know, Trump's the one that did do the tobacco.
Lowered it? You think opioids lowered?
It's still there, obviously.
They did pass some laws. It's a lot less doctors are prescribing it in hospitals and stuff now.
There was a doctor I just seen getting arrested for having like a bar with 25 deaths in a hospital, some crazy junk like that.
Fucking just handing them out like candy. Like, here you go.
Remember Dr. Death?
Mm-hmm.
He had a book and everything. At first he was looking like a hero, killing people and taking them out of their misery, you know, to save them from the pain later on in life. And they would pay him for this. Imagine getting paid to kill a motherfucker.
If I'm going to kill myself, I'm killing myself.
It was almost, in one sense, it was kind of legal. Doctor, you're Dr. Death, Ranger? Yes, I am, ma'am. You ought to do what you got to do. You go on the side this way or right here, and I said that you consented to be killing your ass real quick. It kills ass.
If I'm sick, I'm just going to let myself die. No discussion.
Or speed up the process.
I'm taking my time now.
Go on a crazy adventure or something.
You ever see that movie, The Bucket List?
With the two old people?
Yes, I love that job. Man. It's like, yo, just go for it, man.
Was it two old people?
Yeah, two old guys. Who was it? Jack Nicholson and I think Morgan Freeman, I think it was. Yeah, man. It was like, you know, you're about to die. It's like, do something.
I already got one thing on my bucket list. It was awesome.
Awesome.
Any of y'all got anything off of your bucket list?
Man, I scratched some things, but I did. My bucket list is too big. There's so many things I want
to
do.
It's supposed to be like your top 10. You're not supposed to make it 100. Damn. I mean, you can.
Yeah, man. I heard a saying years ago. This was a saying I heard. If you make yourself a goal, and that's the only goal you have, when you finally achieve that goal, more likely you're going to die. That's it. That's the end of your story. I want so many goals, it's hard for me to die. I got to accomplish so much.
You are going to die.
I'm still going to die.
Stop fighting it.
No, man. With technology in the future, you don't think it's possible.
I got a question.
Make a pill that's going to maybe last another 20 years.
Is parachuting on your list?
Yeah.
What number is it? You got to put it. It's number
1 out of 10. If 1 be
it's
the best,
it's number 2 or 1. If it fails, I die. I want to at least that be the last thing I do. So my bucket list is complete.
Nah. It'd be like number 25, somewhere around there.
What?
I ain't going to die. Oh, no, I meant to die fly. I don't believe I'm going to die and jump out of a plane. I don't believe I'm going to die in a car crash.
Water in the ocean.
That's different. I can't be around water.
I got a
too
great,
bad for this.
I got like a prehistoric fear of the water. And when I was young, there was something familiar about
you
it.
You see? Thank you.
Did you think someone was about to catch you?
No. I'm going to say pass. It's like you did it before.
Wait, how did you almost drown? You not know how to swim?
No, current. I tried to swim against
current.
Oh,
current's terrifying.
I tried to swim against current, and I used all my energy, and I literally just took my last breath, went under, and my brother dove in and yanked me out in time.
You should say thank you to your brother.
I already did.
Say it now, on his show.
Yes.
Do it. Mm. Do it.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah. You know what's crazy? But I got saved too. I was with my wife and our two friends. We went out to the beach. I think it was freaking, I don't know, they told us which beach it was. Went out there, we was having a good time in the water, knowing I can't swim that well at all. So we get out there, my wife's in the water, we just jumping and laughing and talking. And all of a sudden my wife says, I can't feel the ground. And she's shorter than me. She's like 5'2". So when she says she can't feel the ground at 5'2", I don't know what it was, but when she said those words, I went from not realizing I didn't know how to swim in this place. I don't know how to swim in place, but for some reason I was able to do it that day. Having a good time.
Instinct,
but when she told me that she couldn't feel the ground, instant. I was like, I think I can't swim. You know what I'm saying? I fell straight under. All right. And then I'm up there saying, Jesus, I can't die like this. I fell back out, I'm pushing my arms up.
Man.
And then my wife came and she had an arm, but I grabbed her shoulder and I jumped off of her. She almost drowned because I'm jumping off of her body, trying to live, and it's kind of effed up in a way. Forgive me, wife. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
so then the guy was like, the guy was with his girl. He told his girl to go to the shore, and he looks back to me. He said, is he serious? She's like, yes, he can't swim. So he goes over there, he gets behind me, and he pushes me forward, right? And he said, next time I push, I want you to kick off my chest. So every time he went to lift me up out of the water, I kicked off his chest to move forward. Then my wife was over there almost drowning for real, and she had to realize I gotta live too. So she starts swimming like crazy back to the shore. He catches me, what's my toe? I swear to you, what's my little toe? Felt a little bit of sand. I was free. It was free. I was like, and I just started going back to the shore. Two lifeguards came, but it was too late.
Oh man.
I sat there, remember this? I just looked at myself. I even took a picture of myself. I said, this is how you look when you almost die. I was like, wow, this is.
That's funny thinking of that imagery of you swimming perfectly fine because you're not paying attention, and then right when she calls it out,
it's like, you know, it's like the Wile E. Coyote things when he's walking in midair, and right when he realizes he looks down, he falls.
Yeah, that's kind of what it was like.
It's funny now.
Look, I've had two experiences. One, I almost drowned in a hotel pool near a beach, but I didn't know how to swim. But after that, about a month later, I went to a camping trip, a Christian youth camping trip, and we were kayaking in the spring, or no, tubing in the springs, and I don't know how to swim still. I'm holding on to my float, my dear life. But we start making stops, like a few areas, and there's this area where there's this tree that someone built a ladder up to. People were jumping off. Problem is, if you didn't jump too much, or you didn't jump too far, you'll hit these roots that are sticking out.
Hell.
Impalement. You're dead. So the camp leaders, they're like, you know what? Do it. We're all like 18, 17, 16 years old.
You're old enough, yeah.
We start climbing it. I'm like, so I climb all the way to the top. I look down. I'm like, well, I was told the story that my mom got like shoved into the middle of the lake And that's how she learned how to swim. It's like, well, I got to push myself like a bird out of the nest. I jumped, hit the water, went all the way down, about that far from the spikes, about a foot or two from the spikes. Terrifying. I had my eyes open. Never did that before in my entire life. I started swimming to the surface, and I just learned how to do it naturally.
Nice.
Boom. Now I know how to swim in deep water, like 20 feet, 30 feet, 40 feet.
It's pretty crazy.
But I don't want to go too far because I have that primitive, prehistoric reptile brain. Like, okay, I'm in 50 feet water. There's a shark that can come out of nowhere and kill me.
That's true. But also, they got these new technologies, too. You see the ones that they got a little crystal ball. They got one that you have a little tube that can make you stay underwater for like 13 minutes straight. They got ones that can make you go deep underwater, and it holds like oxygen on your mouth for a long period of time that you can buy on Amazon or something like that. So it's crazy, man.
I don't want to go deep in the ocean.
But you always know what they say, the deeper you go in the ocean, the bigger the fish.
The ocean's fucking terrifying.
It's terrifying.
You see the giant ass squid, Japan guy, that jump was huge.
No.
Was
like 60 foot. So you want to go in a cage and go in the
water? I want to do the cage. I have that on my list. I think that's about top 15.
That's on my list.
I want to go in a shark cage. Like
no, you know what I want to do the most? I want to be in that
but I don't want to attack a shark. I don't want to have a. I want to look like a person that the shark don't want to try to kill. Don't give my sense. Because you have a weapon in your hand. I feel like an animal knows that you got some problems. You might want to try.
No. If you have a weapon in your hand, your senses are that you're in a defense mode. Then it knows you're in a defense mode, meaning it knows you're scared or it's not. You're uncertain of it. So if you relax, just be at ease, be quick on your eyesight, you shouldn't have an issue. Just fully relax.
I still want to do that, Joe.
You know, there's people in Australia, I think. They were swimming with this big 20, 23-foot female great white. Like, literally grabbing onto its fin and swimming it, that great white.
Exactly.
Didn't care.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You know, it's just that you just have to be careful. I would definitely want to do that.
If it hasn't eaten in a while, stay out of it.
I don't have a bucket list.
You got to have a bucket
list. You have to have a bucket list.
What is this?
I would like to. You're
telling the preacher park fans out there.
The one thing I'd like to do more than anything would be, like, walk and explore the United States. Walking.
All 50 states?
Damn.
Well, a lot of it.
That's physical, bro.
If you were asked to do it, would you do it? If it was all paid for, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be fun to me. If you had some people with, you know, you had food more, you're not just, you ain't, it's just going to be a lot of walking, exploring everything, getting, becoming like,
are we fighting every person again? In every state? No. In a physical fight?
You know what? Just off topic, man. Honestly, guys, I know I talk about this a lot, but really, a zombie attack would be kind of awesome in one way. I don't want to see my people die.
One way would be the exploration.
Yes.
And like...
The exploring, the traveling. That's basically what you're doing.
Anywhere.
That's what I like about it. That's what I like. The freedom to go. I'm not working a job. I'm looking through houses that somebody used to have. Dead bodies. You know, I don't care about that.
Let me get this straight. You want a more criminal like lifestyle. Kind of old
school. Yeah, like to explore. Like he's saying, like, get to explore. Imagine just going to like Kentucky out of nowhere. And you go for some old house. It got 8 bedrooms. That's kind of crazy.
I don't know about that.
And people are dead. But you're like, man, wonder what they had here.
I don't know about Kentucky, though. Treasure. The apocalypse, Kentucky gives me a scare for some reason. Tennessee is okay. But Kentucky, I feel like it's
just what you think about?
Very cult. Like, they're going to unite the small states and be like, fuck everyone out. Get everyone the fuck away.
You got a point there.
They got blooming in the woods or in the mountains.
You got a point there.
Imagine them.
You do got to be careful where you go. You're right. That's my only problem.
Yeah, never. I would never go to New York.
Never go to New York? California? Any high, like Wyoming is the most least amount of people live in Wyoming. That's our most that's least likely people. So go there. Weather's great.
I reckon you boys ain't from around here.
No, I did notice one thing though. I traveled to Tennessee for a funeral. We have a Florida license plate, and it's a small town about 1,000 to 2,000 people.
Right.
They all stared at us like crazy. They saw the license plate and they would look up at us like we're unique. Very terrifying. That's at first. Crazy. I felt like it was one of those wrong turn movies.
But isn't it weird because they were white people, obviously, right?
Yeah, mostly.
Right? And if a white person looks at you weird, does that throw you off a little?
I'll tell you what, in a small town that everyone knows everyone, so if you come into town, they're like, yep, he ain't from right here. They're looking at you like that. Because I've lived in some small towns, that's how everyone lives.
That was my first time ever traveling out of Florida, going to Georgia. Right. Through Tennessee, but when I got to Tennessee, though, everyone was respectful.
Tennessee is really nice.
Where we were at, it was Jellicoe, Tennessee. Nothing but mountains. Hospital on mountains. School on top of a mountain.
I love it.
Houses on top of a mountain.
Tennessee, man. That's a beautiful place. Man.
So what happened was when we did the funeral, we had to go down a mountainside and then go up a mountainside, or and then everyone that was outside would stop doing what they were doing.
Yeah.
And even if they were mowing or doing an activity.
Well, see, man, I don't know. I'm telling you right now, though, man, just apocalyptic world be crazy. If it was attacked by...
Great Pores.
Who?
Great Pores. It's just the worst thing that could possibly happen to you. It's like horse and zombies.
Damn.
You just don't want to deal with them.
You know, hoes are dedicated to sex. Rape whores are dedicated to rape. Rape demons. Super like, monsters.
Like, they're, I mean, they could have the biggest dick in the world. And they could
just... he threw it in.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That, but I don't worry about that, but it's like...
Spider-Man, everyone gets one.
Do you know how freaking scary? Yeah, that is scary, man. Yo, they said, I was watching something the other day. They said it was a group of army soldiers that were fought against the Roman man, but they were fighting naked. And they said it would throw it would throw off the minds to see a hard on man with a weapon coming at you. It's like, what the freak? Like, it's a distraction in a sense.
Not really.
I don't think it's a distraction in a sexual way, but it's really like, what the freak?
The Celts and the Vikings, the barbarians, they fought naked sometimes in their rages.
You see what I'm
imagine
saying?
You see some huge, muscular, naked dude with weapons come flying at you.
Hell no, I'll be gone. Ain't no fight. Ain't no fight. That fight is over. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to fight him. I'm not scared of him naked. I'm scared of him killing me because of his size. Not of his dick. Everyone gets two. That's what Trump says.
You're going to fight him, and it's going to like... What if he attacks you? And then straddles you to finish you off. And you have to die dishonorable like that.
But I told you, there are some true stories about that. Men that lost their war, and after they was wounded in the war, that same man that killed them would sexually assault them, in a sense.
The Spartans, I think you said.
Yeah, so but it was a group of some true. Go look it up, the history of that. There's another history. Off the topic, you heard about the different tribes. It's a YouTube. It's a documentary on YouTube. Different tribes and what they would do for some of the young boys. There was one tribe where a king would have the boy. As soon as the boy became like 11 or 12, they would have to give oral sex to the king. And after that, you know, it's out of the mouth, they spit it into some kind of water, and then now you are now a man. I'm like, wait a minute, now. That's not a tradition. It's a truth. Look it up. Get a chance. Everybody go look it up on YouTube. I promise you'll find it.
Sounds like some Babylon.
I say this motherfucking king would just get his finger. Disgusted bastard, pedophilia, and have a child do that, humiliate them, and he's at home like, yep, I got it.
Epstein didn't kill himself.
Babylon,
man.
Like, sick, super man. Epstein, bro.
Sodom and Gomorrah shit.
There's a group, too. There's also a group, a pedophilia group, that I think was in Europe, one of those countries, that has a name of their group, and it was books being passed around, how to, something about young men. And it was targeting young men. They knew where to build at, where to work at. It's crazy, bro. It's a group of guys that's like that. So it just makes you think, how far this world will go. That's why I said there's nothing that's not possible in this world that we think of. We can think of anything right now that somebody has tried or thought of. Guaranteed.
I can think of human race. Things people haven't tried.
Nuke the whole world?
No.
That's happened. Someone never did it.
But they tried.
They thought about it, but they never did.
People probably have tried some secret covert.
Some Avengers shit going on. Oh, yeah. Captain America shit going on.
You know, that's some sick ass joke. Like, Kingsman. I would love to be a Kingsman.
Oh, man, that was good.
I mean, I would appreciate the asshole and stuff like that, but I would love to be a Kingsman. Man. You know, I figured Gauze would be somebody train you to be a motherfucking badass. And then you really know your shit. What?
To be able to fight like them.
What?
It's terrifying. Knowing how much power you have.
I mean, and no one would even expect it.
But how he whooped all those guys in the bar.
But just imagine being an angel. Like, God said, you have made it now, Buttercup. And because you have made it here, I have now created you to be an angel.
The power of an angel.
Powers and the ability to fly and to disappear. And you know how crazy you'd be acting right now?
I would turn invisible. You are that. And pants everywhere. That's what I'd do. Or hit him in the nuts. Just like, wow. Run. I am the warrior of...
So you're like a Loki of the angels. Yep. Just out being... mischievous and chaotic,
but only to the evil.
Lucifer's twin brother. We didn't know.
Maybe occasionally trying to pants another angel.
What?
Maybe just to see how he reacts or reacts.
God has to have comedians in his heaven because he has every personality.
That's music.
So every personality is of God. So technically, there's got to be somebody funny, a practical joke, and there's got to be.
I'm pretty sure God has sense of humor.
Because exactly. Did he not like a certain note that what's his face David made? on a harp or something like that. He liked it.
Yep.
So it amused him.
Amuses him. See what I'm saying?
Yep. Something like that to amuse gods.
That's why when somebody sit there and say somebody go to hell, I just think it's like, excuse me, you don't even know you're going to hell or heaven.
Yep,
you have no idea. You think you perfect in your own eyes until somebody actually judges you.
Like the back
that's what I believe it comes down to simply choice. You have a choice to go to heaven or a choice to go to hell. Most people choose to go to hell. And it don't make sense.
It's called, they would say freedom to be able to make that choice. The fun that comes out of
you
it.
Literally, because it's not a hard choice. It's like, I'm not going to force religion on anyone, but, I mean, just look at what's going on in the world.
I don't know. If you don't believe in God, you need it when you see something. You know what's crazy? People don't start turning to religion to attack. When 9/11 happened, they said the churches was overcrowded with people because they thought the world was going to go crazy. So imagine that. One attack. Everybody's like, oh, I'm going to church.
And when people are about to die, what do they usually say? Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God.
And when people are in real hard times, they're praying, they go to church sometimes.
Oh, Lord, please pray for me. But you don't believe in God. But I know I don't believe that you do. And if you could do what you do,
that means they really do believe.
If you do believe, you don't want
to express it. They don't have to, or they don't want to.
You should have no shame to believe in who you do.
It doesn't matter. Even if you're an atheist,
I think what it is people are ashamed of, they know. They're ashamed of what God will see. And they know, you know, if they don't have no relationship with God, they haven't been saved from that. So they're ashamed of that, and they're afraid to make the relationship. They're afraid to make that connection because they're scared to be judged. That could be part of the reason.
And also, we are, in my opinion, like children, we do rebel. It's a natural thing.
So that's what
it seems to happen.
To be rebellious, to go against.
You know, we did it before Noah's Ark, and we did it after Noah's Ark. As you can tell, we're still doing it now.
It's in our DNA. You gotta overcome the flesh. Which is possible.
God asked all the people, and when you read it the correct way, God asked all the people that Moses saved to come to the top of the mountain so he could speak to them all and give them the commandments. But they was in fear of him, and they didn't want to go up the mountain, so Moses had to go up alone. So he went up alone, and that's when he got the Ten Commandments. So imagine that. The power of the Lord is so powerful, whether it's mount is or fire, whatever it is, that they like, yo, I ain't going up there. Moses like, well, I guess I'll go up there. Come back down with white hair.
But why wouldn't you not want to, though?
It's like you just seen the fire that saved your ass from the Pharaoh with all the Egyptians coming after you. Then on top of that, you know what I'm saying? On top of that, you also had the water get split right in front of you. You know what I mean? So to see that happen, and then get there, and all of a sudden it's like, yo, what the hell? You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
That's he also crazy. Give them food and water and all that shit.
Yes, gave them food and water, and you still went against them. So that's just proof, whether it's Bible or not, that people, even no matter what, will still be against you, still don't accept you, even with you helped it. Anyway, back from that drink break, man. I'm telling you it's a lot going on right now. I'm telling you, we talk about the apocalypse, we talk about UFOs. And I think you was talking about earlier about UFOs. If we was attacked by UFOs or UFOs,
what about O's?
What would you do? Would you hide on the ground? Would you collect? Would you go visit all your family? Would you?
I would look at him and say, "You're not real." And then I'd
stand
there.
Oh, God, man.
You're the best.
I'd give him the suck it
some
one time.
Wow, you're a different one.
That's a good way to go, but
you're gonna
know.
That's your plan.
I'm gonna throw a rock at him.
That plan didn't make him no better than what
he's doing. My plan's better.
No, at least I'm attacking and I'm
gonna they're gonna attack you first. Now,
what would you do, Creature Parker?
I'm getting the hell out of there, out there. I'm gonna go find my damn lady. We're gonna find a little place to hide underground. So I don't care if we go to the sewer. And hope to God that just don't blow up the sewer.
Or put like rape pores inside. We were talking about rape pores.
About finding a clay pit area.
Oh no, you're trying to be like those guys.
Dig clay tunnels and live in the clay.
You become one with the clay?
Yeah, I become the clay and mold.
You're gonna put clay all over you to disguise yourself?
That'd be smart though. Keep the clay over your skin and then lay down flat.
Or if you ever go out, just like get clay and cover yourself with the surroundings. And now you're just a walking bush, basically.
It's survival, man. It's survival of the fittest, man. I'm just saying, that'd be some freaky ass.
I know.
Like ID4 kind of shit.
All honesty.
I know I'll be able to survive. It, no matter what happens, what goes down,
I will survive.
I feel that
about
all of us.
There's a song about this. Will you play that song? I will survive? Better play that song.
I just don't believe I'm going to die young. That's just my thought process. I don't see it.
Oh, I'm going to die young. I got the war's mentality. I wish to go out in battle. If I was to die, like, now, if you said die in your sleep or die in battle, I'm going to pick die in battle.
Well, when I was young, I was talking about dying in my sleep. I said that's an easy way. What happens when I wake up? Fire. Or do I wake up? Or is the wake up
a reset mode?
Like, welcome back to you doing your story all over again.
You did acid before the night, you fell asleep, and you wake up, you're like, is this real?
Only way you can tell anything is real after you die, you gotta go slap somebody real fast.
I don't think that's a good idea, though.
On my tombstone will read, my life meant nothing, but my death meant all.
Mine's basically a picture of Pac-Man eating a ghost. It'll be the thing from Eternity. Grandma Strolling.
Oh, hell no.
It would have his picture in his face like this.
Guess so.
Or Herbert the Pervert's engraved on my headstone.
Well, guess who's showing the crane with you?
There's a random popsicle on my tombstone.
Oh.
A pizza symbol. Pizzagate.
Look at Pizzagate. Yo, you know what? There was a show I was watching. Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel was doing a show. Now, that, I thought they was having fun. But they both was on the stage together. Talking about we kind of identical. And they put up their underwear. And they both had pizza underwear. Now, look.
I'm not
saying they did it. I'm not saying they did it. But I don't think I ever in my life thought I should wear underwear with a pizza.
No, I'd wear it. I'd wear one. I had one that was black with the lipstick lips all over it.
Yeah, but I'm saying pink. You're not out looking for pizza underwear.
Yes, I have.
You look for pizza underwear?
Yeah, I was half naked looking for food when I was freaking
But would you look for pizza boxers?
No, well, if someone gave them to me, I'd wear them, but...
Okay. Yeah, so you wasn't looking for pizza underwear?
No, if I had extra money, I'd buy them, but I'm super cheap, crazy. So... Yeah, I'd buy some stupid ones.
Sometimes you gotta know what symbols mean, and now you shouldn't want a part of...
I'm just saying, it's just weird that you would pick that as something to stage. Oh, we both got pizza underwear. I'm just saying, with the whole pizza gate going on and all that BS, just saying. Not saying that Jimmy Kimmel and Jiggly Fallon's out there messing with children, but doesn't mean they can't have people get kidnapped. I'm just saying.
Obviously, I think they're... I think it's I-L-L. I can't spell, but you know.
Illuminati. Look, what I'm telling you right now is there's a lot of freaky stuff going on.
Illuminati. People are speaking.
What's his name? Crazy Bone, he got his podcast thing. He's talking about the Illuminati. So there's a lot of people are speaking. And I agree with Buttercup talking about 2020 might be the year of the awakening. The awakening of people really know what the hell is really going on everywhere. Not just our government. It's more than just government. It's bigger than this.
This is spiritual.
It's way bigger. This is serious. A lot of knowledge.
Dr. Strange.
It's beyond this physical. It's going.
Dr. Strange.
Spiritual.
Say Dr. Strange.
Dimensional.
Dr. Strange.
Dr. Strange.
That's all I needed out of you.
You know what? I like that movie, Lucy. I don't know if y'all see that with Scarlett Johansson.
That was beautiful.
That was pretty good.
That was my freaking ish. I loved it. I loved the whole movie every time. I thought even when she died, it was like, not really dead. I didn't watch it in the movie theater,
though. I had to wait like 2 years after it came out.
She wasn't dead. She became everything.
Everything.
Yeah. She peaked at 100% a human
that's
evolution.
That's freaking crazy, yo. And I was like, man, that's going to be 30%. I'll be good.
Yeah, she had some freaking powers that were terrifying. Only 25
humans are capable. People have no idea what the human is.
It's like that. Also,
of.
That another movie called Split. He had multiple personality disorder, and when he thought of like
that's real. People with more than one personality,
might have different traits.
Some literally there are some that can be super strong and unnaturally, and then some can become feminine like. And it's out of their control.
Poor child.
But it's crazy that your mind can transfer that many different ideas into your mind that controls your whole body to function.
And just imagine
where
your thoughts are.
Yeah, your thoughts.
So that means technically
but here's the problem,
do it yourself by force if you try to.
Do you think the world would be alive if all humans were like 100% Lucy?
Hell no, that's what we
oh. Or at least 90%.
It'd be
like
Dragon Balls and Towers 30.
That'd be terrifying because one of us is going to be evil. We're going to have a
I'll
super
be the baddest ass wearing, big giant blade cutting, foot your ass bastard. Yeah.
I just run.
Yeah, imagine super instead fast.
My baby old eyed or something.
Lucy, instead of Lucy becoming everything, she's like, I'm gonna go to Ebro, does all this evil, and then turns everything into nothing, becomes nothing.
Oh man, that'd be terrifying.
Damn, that'd be scary. That's the worst way to go. I'm like, man, you.
I almost thought she was gonna die though. In that plane scene when she was drinking that champagne, her teeth came out. I was like, oh crap. She gonna like change to a different type of
you know,
human.
You know what's the scariest thing in the world? Scary that you can think of? If God decided one day I'm done with everybody.
That ain't scary to me.
It's over.
Are you talking about wiping
like, close the book. Just close the book and everything that we think exists right now is all over.
Just like, no longer exists. We're done.
We're done. We're blinking
with man, that actually wouldn't be that scary.
And I said something because we had a conversation. It's over right there.
No, it's like this. You know you're going to die. This is death. But it's non-existence. Like, you don't
exist.
It's just over. 100%. It's
that's
like
scary, I think
that's more of what hell is after hell.
Yeah.
It's going to be destruction.
Buttercup, he's asking, what if? It's a what if question. This is a
thing. Yeah, this is what I'm saying.
Okay, we got to make some more sense.
So, people go to hell and stuff. But anyways, there would be a time when those people would just be, just everything would be, it'd be not, no longer, it'd be like they never existed, it says.
What's your thoughts on that? If that you're that'd one be, of them, is it terrifying? Is it scary? Is it okay? Because to me, it'd be terrifying. At
I
first.
Can't imagine.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
In my mind, I can't imagine nothing.
That's the whole thing.
Like the concept
that's
of
what
nothing,
that's
non-existent. You don't know nothing.
It all I see is white
or black,
like a blank. All black, yeah, like just clear.
And you don't have
but
no
you wouldn't even see that.
You don't even see that. It's like that's what I'm saying. Like, how
can you
function? That's why people tell me that when it's over, it's over. I'm like, I can't allow my mind can't grasp that there's nothing.
I'm gonna tell you this. If that was the truth, if we could somehow discover that was 100% true. After life is his death, I'm doing whatever the hell
I want.
I'm
gonna
just not care about
I'm
anyone.
Jumping off buildings.
I'm gonna rob places. I'm sorry. I'm going gun blazing.
I'm quitting my job. Yeah, well, I don't care. There's no point. There's no point if there's no hope after.
Yeah. You're giving us no hope, so you know what? Let's just go savage mode.
But what if that was the reason why they made religion?
It's like, the movie with all the food. It's called Sausage Party.
Yeah.
The one group created the religious kind of aspect to keep everyone from freaking the hell out. Exactly. Since humans came in and just ate them. They were just, that's their life. Their
you
food.
See what I'm saying? But if I gave you a religion with a spiritual belief in the background, you would follow that and you would hope that it would be something afterwards.
I believe that has been recreated in modern times with fake
religion.
Man, that's
a scary, heavy idea, man. That's heavily scary.
We got to dissect that. Is it all real? Is it all fake? Is there a purpose? Is there not a purpose?
I believe this reality we're in right now isn't real. It's like
so I could shoot you and nothing
we just can't see past
it. We are just matter.
I believe we can't see past this.
I can feel you, though.
Well,
but you know why I can feel you? My brain has to react automatically, has to know that it has to do it. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna tell you how I can tell you that example. Tell me if I'm wrong. You ever cut yourself or got burned, but you didn't realize you got cut or burned, and then once you looked at it, all of a sudden you felt the pain?
Yeah.
Right? Now, wait a minute. That means your mind mentally didn't have no idea that you went through something. But until you had the idea and you saw it happen or acknowledged it, that's when you felt the reality of it. So your brain operates the same way. If I touch you, your brain already has all the nerves working saying, yes, he's going to touch me. I'm going to have feel. I'm going to know. I'm going to acknowledge. But if you did, if you took your awareness off of that, you would be able to feel things.
That goes with that scientific theory that if humans don't observe something, it doesn't in fact happen because, like, for example,
if you don't know,
they have an experiment called the double slit experiment.
Oh, that sounds great.
And can't remember the exact details of it, but something about they try to send light through something and observe how it acts. Okay, when they make no observations, they get one result. When nothing's observed, they get a certain result every time. So then they introduce a human observer. It changes. And this time it does this every time. Take away that person, goes back to normal. And they tried, okay, instead of a human, let's put cameras. Still, it changed. So it being observed changed the way it acted.
It's,
what you got to say here?
My thing is that if you... you don't see it, and you don't acknowledge it, and you don't know that it is around you or something has occurred, then it does not exist. Once you see it, then it does exist. That's my perspective. Like, if you're walking...
There's a Reverend Rod.
If you're walking and you just say someone shoots you behind, you didn't see it coming. It did not exist. That's it. That's in. You didn't know that you
probably got shot. No, it existed because they saw it.
Yeah, they did from there, but not
that's
you.
That's freaking
strange. But, like, for example, to go along with that theory a little bit, supposedly I heard before, and I don't know if this is true or not, but it was interesting. Neil Armstrong was asked by a girl, why haven't we went back to the moon? And he said something about the radiation belt. Before, they didn't know it was there. So when they went, they were able to. Wow. But then they noticed it, observed it, and now they can't get past that. And that's why we haven't went back since, because they can't get past that radiation belt without the human life dying.
Are you saying, though, did we go past it at one point?
Before they knew about it. Before they knew it was there.
Keep doing it.
They didn't know it was there.
Take sacrifices.
If you're human, are you willing to sacrifice a human?
I would be the human that would sacrifice if it meant that the future of humanity was going to be successful.
The radiation belt.
You know what you should do? Take prisoners there. Wait, that's it.
Give him a chance.
If you was on death row,
leave you a chance.
I'd be like, well, we're sending you to space for an experiment.
No, ask them. No. You gotta be honest with them. If they do this, they are free. No matter all the crimes, because they're doing something very sex. Don't be a dick about it. You're gonna die.
But you're already on death row.
You're free, but afterwards you drop them off in like Mars or something.
No, if there's no,
put them on the moon. You're free now.
But then when he comes back as an alien one day, son of a gun, you got me.
Give them a whole immunity.
They went to the dark side of the moon.
No,
found what's there.
If they do survive, and we gain all that knowledge and information and
resources, what you said, they should be free. But it's like not really if it depends on his crime.
No, for example, for medicine, you know how we used to do it on animals, or we still do it now. I think it should just be humans. Give people an opportunity. Like, look, something could bad happen, but if something does bad happen, we'll pay for everything.
Well, they do with clinical trials, and then also with Trump approved to where people can take experimental medications to see if it will help with their disease. Like medications that would be years away from being released that could potentially save them that have been a little bit tested. People can try those out because why not? If you're already dying, why not
take the shot? It could help you.
So that's a good thing you did.
There's always something. There's always a good, a bad, a everything positive.
Because it makes sense. But like I'm saying, for the radiation belt, like for exploration, for colonization, have some advanced tech, like people in charge, so you know, not prisoners would riot and take over the moon, like, yeah, this is our planet now, or the Mars, like, yeah, this is our planet now.
Yeah, got a point.
I'm saying, but give them an opportunity to work, pay it off, they can go back to Earth, or they can have a whole new life on like a new planet.
I personally, though, I don't believe,
but would you live on a new planet?
Hell yeah,
I don't believe, yeah, it was possible. Yeah, I would, but I don't believe it's possible. But I
believe
it's
possible. Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos, they said, get them 2 to 3 years, we're going to be on the planet.
I don't believe it.
They got a hotel. Russia's already trying to plan their new hotel.
Oh, why do we need a hotel in space?
Hotel, a spaceship, like a hotel in space. It says it's going to cost like $1 million a night or some crap like that. So people going to pay for it.
I wouldn't. I was a millionaire.
And then they said there's another ship they're supposed to be coming out 2 years from now when you have only 11 minutes of space. It gives you a ride and takes you out of space for 11 minutes. Now, what is the chances of when you get to space, those windows that they have around you is hologram windows they put in front of you and make it feel like you're really out of space?
Oh, exactly. No, the drones all over again.
Once again, I think it's all deception. I don't think we're going out of space or anything. I feel like we might be. If you got to think about it, this is going biblical a little bit, but if the fallen angels were here, if all that's in prison here, wouldn't there be a quarantine on this planet to make sure they ain't going?
You got a point. Because if they can't leave the planet, how could we be allowed to get to leave the planet?
Maybe it's like a force field. Imagine this. I'm about to challenge your theory. Why is it? It could be possible if something was advanced, like an angel, a demon, or whatever, made a force field, or it could be godly. Force fields where only certain things can go through. Like, for example, organic goes through, robotic blows up because it can't get past that barrier. It's like
I think it's the opposite of that, though. That's they send out robotic stuff.
But they said the satellites are all there, freaking broken.
No, I know.
Floating around in space, is cluttering up the space. I'm like, man, That's weird. So
technically, space is considered the first heaven.
Would that be funny if that was the stars? All the broken satellites, so they're floating around.
No, but these new Starlink satellites, they're disrupting constellations. They got so many of them, and they form a, you can see the lights if you're in the right areas. You can see it, and it's so it looks like more stars in the sky. It's like constellation.
Oh, that's bullshit! Don't you?
It's created. Artificial. It's not good.
See, man. The pros and cons.
Turn off the lights, you'll see your stars. It's simple as that. But then you turn off the lights and people will be savages in towns and cities and all that.
Savages, man. It's just scary to think that at any moment a person could come over there and try to bite your face off like they did in Miami.
See? Maybe that's why we're quarantined. Keep wanting to bite everyone's face
off. Well, that was drug related.
Wouldn't it be crazy if Florida had one zombie attack? They were quarantined Florida. You said they were quarantined Florida?
Oh, yeah. It's a highly populated area. It has to be. You know, if it was left unguarded,
Florida's already known across the damn world.
Everybody would be jumping the boats and try to go to another country.
Oh, yeah, but they want to lie there, shoot you down.
They probably shoot you down in the water. Water wars, shut them down.
Is that reasonable, though? You think that's right to do that?
I'd go survive in the harshest place.
Alaska.
The Everglades.
I don't know if you're in Alaska.
You got a point. It's the coldest place you have the least amount of
activity. There's some pretty rough. It's wolves and bears.
Yeah, you got a lot of animals.
Have you ever heard of sawgrass? You know what sawgrass is?
What?
It's grass that literally cuts you. It's the tall grass, usually in swamps, that looks like it's a sword. It'll cut right through you.
You kidding me?
Yeah, and it's mostly in the Everglades. You literally have like a pole out, cover up your entire
hand. And you got all them giant snakes. You got
spiders.
Spiders.
Are you kidding me?
I would always be northern in the woods. Yeah, but I feel like you got to be careful.
You're in danger no matter which way you go. Am I worried about the animals? Am I worried about freaking people?
I'd rather die in the cold.
Worried about bosses? Am I worried about, you know what I mean? I just want to take a boat to Antarctica. I tell my wife, I made this to my day.
Oh, no.
I die.
Right,
I'm taking a ride
to
Antarctica. I'm going straight to the motherfucking cave. What if I find one? I'm going in there.
You better stay away from caves. We've seen the map earlier. All the disappearances. I think the safest place would be up on mountains.
High ground?
A mountain. High ground.
Are you going to be like Obi-Wan with Skywalker? Like, I got the high ground.
Yeah, I think that'd be the
safe. Didn't
the
Bible say the mountains would be moved?
The
trees would be burned?
That's
in
the very, very end.
I'm like, hot damn, you got no trees, the mountains, or no water. You ain't got to survive nothing. It'd be like the Book of Eli, man.
It said that people won't be able to hide anywhere. There won't be no hiding.
Even if
the elite think, though, they got their bunkers and all this safe places, that they won't
hide. Oh, that's going to be gone.
Even if I did this with my hand, like cover my face, like,
that might work.
You know what happened to the Titanic, right? It's a straw boat. But you know that quote that the captain said? Not even God could take this boat down.
Yeah. Huh? So what happened
that was
to
the
that?
Last quote he ever said.
But
the moral of the story is, don't ever challenge God.
Yeah, did you hear the theory about that might have been a big insurance scam? And that there was a boat that was made, same size, looked exactly like the Titanic. Well, they painted it to look like the Titanic, and they're saying the real Titanic was not destroyed. This one was, and it was an insurance scam, so they could claim the insurance money, which was a massive amount for a boat like that.
$5,000?
No.
All the billionaires
back then?
Boat?
No, back then, though.
There was
how
a few poor
that
people in there, too, but that was both
50 million? So a lot back then.
We know elites and the people at the very top have sacrificed as many people as they need to.
Do you not think that there were not Illuminati people on that ship? At least.
Possible.
You got to think about
Freemasons.
Maybe the ones that they...
But people that was... People they
get rid of.
People they probably wanted, like you said. People they probably
I think there were some special... There were some people with purposes on that ship.
I think that's why planes crash sometimes.
Maybe the
plane
person
crashed
that...
with 240 people. If they got to just kill one person, they don't care how they die.
They did that on a show, actually. A supernatural, a demon took over a plane and just...
Crashed
it on purpose.
There's another conspiracy theory about that. Remember that MH-270 plane or whatever that supposedly got shot down? Supposedly the theory was somehow that plane was abducted and those people were taken somewhere and who knows what was done with them. And that
Ray
the plane was never shot. Or testing. Oh. Just think, the people, we know for a fact, it's not just movies admit that there's dark people doing dark testing,
exactly.
Dark crazy things.
Exactly.
Where do they get their people from? abductions,
the slave industry, the sex slave industry, yep. any industry that involves transferring.
Same thing with that, the human trafficking.
It's huge business. Human trafficking is huge business.
The human traffickers sell the humans, but who are the people buying the humans and what are they doing with them?
It's rape porn, I'm telling you.
But not everybody's getting raped. Some people are getting beaten. Some people are getting humiliated and doing other kind of tests. People are getting scientific experiments. They got people out there being tested as superhuman.
Being tortured and harvested.
Maybe some food?
Organs taken because they need it for certain. You know what I mean? There's a lot of things they can be doing. But you know, what if you got kidnapped, but you got to be good enough when they need you? Sometimes you have a skill they might need that you don't notice you need.
Yeah, but why if you say no, though? What's the consequences of saying
that? You ain't going to survive. You might as well say yes. They ain't going to let you live. You know, that's why I get mad when I watch a movie when a good person thinks a bad guy in a movie is going to give them a chance. If you talk, I'll let you go. That bad guy never does what they say they're going to do. So they will kill you.
I'm soiling myself.
That never changes.
I'm getting naked.
What if a bad guy tells me, just tell me what I need to know. I'll let you go. You know you're going to kill me either way I say it. So.
Or he's like, oh, I said I wouldn't kill you, and then someone else will shoot you.
Exactly. Because
he did technically keep his word.
Yeah, he didn't kill me. He did. Oh, man.
It's some clever, sneaky, crafty stuff. Yeah, so I'd be that guy, but I'd lick my ball sack.
No.
Yes.
Wow.
If you're about to die, what's going to be your last words?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's mine.
Talking to God, praying to God. That's be my last words.
No, I'm saying if he said say something. He's about to shoot you. You got like 5 seconds.
God, please allow me to come right back down here. To 5 seconds is over. His ass when I come back.
I'd be like, I bet I can beat you in an arm wrestle match.
He's like, okay. Like, why aren't you about to beat him?
Just all the time. Yeah. All right? How about a leg wrestling match? What the hell?
Can't even say that. What's his
name? Oh, I'm wrong.
Reverend Rondo.
Buttercup, always the oddball. They're always the old forgetful.
Back in my day,
we used to lick lollipops.
Let me ask you, okay, just because I was thinking about old people, just right now at the Preacher Puppet Show, what would you do if you didn't make it to see 85? Where do you think you would be at the age of 85?
I would hopefully be bitter,
sitting outside every day bitching about everything.
You want my opinion? I would try, my plan works, and I'm on a farm, retiring. If not, if I'm stuck or surrounded by people, I'm going to be like Buttercup there. I'm going to be fucking bitter.
But they said it's the people that you're surrounded by that keeps you living long. Because it's a social
life. No, I don't want no one there besides maybe my wife.
I don't want to live to be that old.
Yeah, I want to be 75.
What are you living for when you're that old? No offense to old people.
Yeah, you just offended the whole old people.
But what are you living for?
To see your grandchildren. Like, I know grandchildren.
Some people,
yeah.
You know, everyone's got their own. There's some of the family, whatever. But me, in my opinion, I wouldn't have
okay,
a reason
to
be.
Okay, what's the age that you would rather die?
I
don't
know where you're coming from.
Answer the question. What's the age that you would rather die? What's your ideal age?
I'd like to live to be.
That's hard.
Probably about 65, 70.
I say 75.
I was going
to
say
once
60.
Once my nuts hit the water bowl, the toilet, it's time for me to get the old bucket.
Oh, damn. I better get the bucket because that happens sometimes.
So I'm getting close. Getting to that marker now. What's yours?
I don't know, man. I'm just hoping I'm 85 inside of a damn blimp.
What?
My feet over the damn top of the blimp.
That would be pretty cool.
I'm living my life. The best life. Whoa. Bottle of champagne.
Okay, if I say you need some social liberty, you need something. If I'm up that high in a blimp, I'm getting high in a discussion.
I'm with you.
High in a high blimp.
Oh, yeah. What you with you?
Okay, so you said 85. You know. I'm 75.
You
want to
live that long?
I said 75.
I guess as long as you take care of yourself, then you're in good shape then. Because if you're all like you don't want to be
exactly
farting around.
Now that's why I said when I hit 70, that's when I'm going to start smoking and drinking and not caring and being on my farm. And anyone comes up on my farm,
who's taking care of my farm?
That got a point.
But if I'm stuck in a city or an old folks home, surrounded by old fucks, I'm going to be like,
I'll never live in a city.
Well, I'm saying if I'm somehow forced to be into that. Besides that, my farm is my ideal place to go. Then I won't be bickering and bitchy. I'll be just, well, anytime soon, Lord, take me.
Exactly.
And I'm going to try to punch death. I don't like you, boy.
Punch death. I lost your damn mind. Yeah, bow a lot about it. I'm telling you, being a flip, sitting up there with a robe on, smokes in one hand, drinking another, looking at my lovely wifey, saying, this is the best life we ever lived, baby.
You gotta be naked. Naked
the world from the top.
You gotta be naked.
Oh, you could be naked too, but nobody gonna watch me.
Let me ask you this. If you was dead, would you want to be revived? Like, say you died.
Reincarnation.
Wow. You talking about like right there, that moment to come back to life, yeah, to continue living the same situation.
Right, so like, if I was to get shot and I died and then I was given a chance to come back to life.
Or no, like the hospital could revive you or not. You're already dead, but they could revive you.
Wow. It depends. I guess it depends on what stage of my life.
I'm he's right there.
You know what I mean? If I'm like right now, you're going to keep my ass alive. What the hell are you doing?
What's the station?
Well, what if you're already, like, mentally in the right place, so you're just ready, like...
Yeah, that's the same. Yeah,
I'm already dead. Let's go and see what's next. Let's go and see what's next.
Don't put it back. Okay, like,
how old can I be when this choice has been made? Because if I'm young...
Like, how old you are now?
You know what? Yeah, I kicked the bucket.
What? You're too damn young.
I let myself die. No, that's bad.
You haven't experienced life yet.
Well, life so far has been yet to travel the places you want to travel.
You have yet to speak to the people you want to speak to. Yes, to
who am I supposed to speak
hitch
to?
With the right chick that you want to hitch with. Yet to see something. You know, there's always something out there that's
okay,
more.
I want to speak and for you to say that you want to
see the good old mighty Lord, you got to go out there and travel to see that. You just can't be in one spot to see the Lord. You got to go find the Lord. You need to go to Jordan. You know what I mean? You need to go to the Nile River. You need to go out there to Jerusalem.
I'm not going to the Nile River. You need to go to Turkey, Israel. That's that.
I ain't going to Turkey.
No. Go to Turkey. They ain't going to kill you the first day of Turkey.
I would rather go to Israel. Hostile. Everyone's getting hostile.
Life is only as dangerous as you allow it to be.
If I'm allowed to carry a gun, I'm good. If I'm not allowed to carry a gun and no weapon, I'm not going. I want
to
be a...
You going to go to somebody else's country and just start carrying a weapon? Yeah. That's like somebody coming to your country trying to carry a weapon. They can't do that. It's the same rules.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
But I'd make it restricted. Like, okay, only swords are for people that travel to other countries. No guns allowed, swords. I could go with that. I could deal with
take
the sword. Take the sword.
I'll tell you what, if you could choose, I'm going to do it by continents. By continents. If y'all could even grasp this right now. If you had to pick one place in the continent of Africa, where would you go, Buttercup?
Obviously, I'm probably, I don't know. I was about to say West Africa. But that's probably a bad idea.
About Africa. What's in Africa? Is Israel in Africa?
No. It's in the Middle East.
No, it's like Cairo, Egypt, you know,
Sudan. Wait, is it not near it, though? Africa?
What? Near what?
Is Africa near Asia, though?
Hell no. That's way too.
I don't know my damn. I haven't seen that.
Africa, Europe, Asia's way over there. Russia, you got this big ass thing. Russia, you got Asia on this side. Europe right here, underneath the Middle East in between.
Middle East is near Africa, though.
Middle East is part of, technically part of Asia. Because India is technically the continent of Asia. So
no,
technically,
no, I thought Europe was Asia. Right next to Russia and Asia.
Yeah, Russia's above Asia.
But yeah, we don't part know our planet, whatever. But what was the question again?
Where would you live? Oh, not live, but where would you go? Zimbabwe?
In Africa? Kenya? I'd probably Egypt? Pick, no, I'd probably pick
Morocco.
Libya. I'd pick Libya.
Libya?
Libya or not Somalia, though.
I'd probably go to Egypt. Like,
oh, wait, yeah. Pyramids. You know what? Wait, that's in Africa, right? Yeah. Oh, then, yeah, Egypt. Because I'm not going to probably get killed. And the pyramids would be pretty dang cool to see. And then I'm going to try to break them.
All right, hey, Europe, where would you live? Where would you visit in Europe?
Ooh, oh, Ireland. Scotland and Ireland.
Yeah, obviously.
That's the two big ones.
I'm going to Switzerland straight down.
Switzerland is changing. Go away.
You better go now, buddy.
Switzerland's getting bad.
Oh, no, don't do that. Not to
go for a good place. Well, look into it. Don't believe us.
Just look into it.
Norway or Finland, any of them countries.
Look, Ireland and Scotland are probably really still places
you got Italy.
Yeah.
You got Rome. You got France.
I'm staying out of Rome.
You know?
Maybe, if any.
I don't like France either. No offense. But Scotland, Ireland, that's our bloodline. So
I don't blame you for that.
Well, what about our German people that listen to us?
Germany?
Germany.
Germany's beautiful, too.
A lot of smokers, I was told.
Amsterdam?
Oh, hey, oh.
Oh, boy, that Europe is big.
Yeah, well.
A lot of places you can think about.
Okay. What about Asia?
That's what I said.
Asia, that Asia.
How many places in Asia?
Oh, yeah. Asia, I'm going. I want to see Japan. I want to see South Kong, Korea. China,
Singapore.
Japan will be my number one.
Korea. A lot going on.
I'm not visiting North Korea, though.
No, if
I'm. Do you want to shake his short hand?
No, if I was alive, I'd go. But I'll tell them beforehand.
But you think you'll make it on the back of the other side?
I'll tell them this. Look, I'm just going to be quiet. I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to prove anything. I'm not going to deny anything. I'm here just to see. That is it. I'm not here to question. I'm not here to ask anyone ask me any questions or anything. I'm here just to view the terrain and the buildings and the people. No government, no nothing.
About Australia?
Oh, man. I want to go to see Steve Irwin's zoo.
That's
my number one place on my bucket list.
Yeah, Australia. There's a lot of people in Australia, too. There's a place called North River, Australia. Man,
I don't want to go to Tasmania.
They said they have enough beaches in Australia, and it would take you 100 years to go to each one.
But I wouldn't swim in any of them. There's a lot of great whites around.
A lot of windy water, man.
Would you go swimming in Australia, deep water?
No, I'm not going swimming in any ocean ever. Never.
But he would at least go in the ocean, but not in the ocean.
Yeah, I'll be on a boat, but not real far out.
So you want to go 10 miles?
I'm not like going 10 miles out in the ocean.
What? It's not that far. What do you think? Jaws is going to come up out of nowhere?
No, the boat might break down. I don't know.
That's my worst thing. They got radios.
Nah, man. Some the boat breaks down. That's the worst. And last but not least, South America.
Ooh.
Oh, not much. No offense.
Oh, wait. Argentina.
I would like
Argentina, Brazil.
Brazil.
You know what I mean? You got Jamaica. You got all the good islands.
Jamaica's something.
It's considered.
Well, definitely Jamaica.
Yeah, if it is Jamaica, you gotta look into this. I don't know my whole damn world.
Dominican Republic. Well, I don't know.
No, I go.
I'd probably visit Cuba. Get his Cuban cigar.
Oh, and they got most of their vehicles are old school 50s and 60s, like Americana.
Oh shoot! Because
you know a lot of their part, they don't
go to Mexico.
Oh yeah.
Have some tequila.
That's gonna be where it's at.
No, you gotta have like jars.
Go to the beaches there. Have tequila.
Travels are amazing.
But I wouldn't go in southern South America.
No coca fields. No coca fields.
Yeah, America. Cocaine.
There's not many places you should feel comfortable.
And what place in America do you want to go that you have never been?
Now, can I carry a sword if I can?
In America, all the Smoky Mountains. I don't want to go real far west. I'd like to visit the Midwest, south. Alaska.
Oh, Alaska.
Hawaii would be nice to visit. Yeah.
Last
week, yeah. No offense.
I think I could get over that cold.
Would you go to Missouri?
Yeah.
The Midwest areas?
Pretty much every state. I'm not super thrilled about New York or California.
No, Nebraska, North Dakota, South Dakota, those sound excited to me.
South Dakota's like not a lot of people there.
Yeah, it doesn't sound excited though. Arkansas?
But there's got to be stuff there. Like,
yeah. It's like, I was told Oklahoma is probably the most.
Border state, right?
Yeah.
I heard
they
that
don't really got much besides Oklahoma Thunder. But, and well, they got Tornado Valley, I think. But that's a good thing.
Sad. Well, you guys heard it right here on the Preacher Parker Show with Buttercup and Reverend Rhonda. Welcome to the Preacher Parker Show. Enjoy this day. I'm going to let these guys wrap it up with their final quotes or words or good stories, whatever you want to say.
Allah Akbar. Nah, I'm just joking. You know, God bless all y'all out there for real. You know, his show's great. Buttercup's not great. That's all I got to say. America.
And just remember, stay positive. I was dying there for a second. Stay positive. Think positive things. Keep your mind on what you want and not what you fear. And those are the things that you will manifest in your life.
Deep.
And don't do cocaine.
Yes.
I'm not doing cocaine anymore.
I'm no longer mainlining hard drugs.
I'm not.
Please make sure y'all check out the Viva La Revolution. I can't even say it. Viva
La Revolution show.
That is a hard tongue twister.
Viva La Revolution.
Yes, please make sure you watch their podcast. Check it out. Listen to it. Download it. Subscribe to it. The whole nine. It's been great on the Preacher Parker Show. I told you it's going to be freaking wild Friday. Don't know what's going to happen or what we're going to say. Hope you enjoyed it. Please download. Please subscribe. Once again, I'm out. Y'all done?
Yeah, we done.
Deuce.
It's a wrap.